Do you happen to know, can someone still sign up for this?
They can. They just need to go to our website, either from the Illinois Association for Cultural Diversity, or if you just did a search on Dealing with Differences Institute, there's an online registration. You could also contact Suzanne Bussard through her office here at the university.
All right. Have you been? Have you attended the Dealing with the Difference Institute in the past?
Yeah, it's really kind of one of my highlights of the year. We've been really fortunate to have over the years some of the real central people who are leaning into kind of issues around multiculturalism, diversity, social justice. Anywhere from Tim Wise talking about white privilege to James Banks, who's one of the fathers of multicultural education in this country for K through 12 educators. Both Jan Welsh and J.Q. Adams, who helped bring this institute together, have done a magnificent job pulling in some of the real leaders in the field over the last 25 years.
So this year's theme is social justice and education. Mm-hmm. What does social justice mean to you?
That's a good question, and actually it's kind of contentious because some people have, at least in the conversations I've had, some people tend to think of social justice as just another word for let's all focus on treating people fairly. And in actuality, I don't think it's that far removed from that because it has a lot to do with fairness. It has a lot to do – social justice is fundamentally about, as Dr. King said, kind of honoring the contract that we say we live up to in our democracy. And so it's holding people or holding us accountable to what we say we're going to do. So issues of fairness, issues of access, and issues of equity have been hurdles in our history. And so social justice is trying to address those hurdles.
And then how does that tie in? I mean, it sounds like it should naturally tie into education.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I like, one of our presenters, two of our presenters, David Stovall and Shaka Rawls, articulate that education is centrally be described as a democracy, civic engagement, social justice activity. You know, as we educate people or engage them in the learning process around how to become citizens and participate in our democracy, education has a central role to play.
Has it?
I would say yes and no. I think we're a work in progress in this country. I think too often, though, there isn't a welcoming of what we need to embrace in terms of diverse opinions. And sometimes, quite frankly, those opinions are conservative, liberal. But one of the things that I do know is that we very often don't give voice to people with identities who've been marginalized in this country. So African Americans, Latinos, people who are gay, people with disabilities. They're not at the center of the conversation. So until that happens, where we realize the subjectivities and realize the voices that aren't heard, I don't think we can say we're finished.
How close are we to being finished?
That's a conversation many of us have, and it depends on the day that you ask me. And what I mean by that is it depends what you look at. If you look at, for example, what happened in the Senate recently, the United States Senate, around the minimum wage, you might think we have a long way to go. If you look at some of the efforts that some people are making and some of the sacrifices that some individuals and organizations involve themselves in, we're moving quite well. So, I think history is somewhat cyclical. I think we make some progress, and then we take some steps back as well. So I just hope we're taking two steps forward for every one step back.
Yeah, I asked because I feel in my lifetime there's certainly been progress. I think the attitude is different than it would have been when I was growing up, but I would agree we're not finished.
I like how you frame that. I think we do need to focus on some positive aspects of change. I mean, we're not living in 1955 when Dr. King's work was so transformative. We've made some progress. And as you said, we still have some ways to go. One of the things I'd like to highlight is that one of the presentations at the Institute is going to be about kind of reframing our work, not just about the oppressive efforts that that happen, the systematic oppression that happens in society. We're going to lean into that and try and reframe ways to both interrogate it and come from a place of love and acceptance. You know, Audre Lorde talks about not using the oppressor's tools to change the oppressor's house or to deconstruct the oppressor's house. We want to try different – we want to promote some different ways of both challenging authority when it needs to be challenged, but to do that respectfully and do that in a way that also promotes an understanding of other. Too often we other anybody who doesn't agree with us, and we need to move beyond that.
The Institute is largely designed for educators, correct?
It is. We do have community members who are activists that come, but this has been an effort from the Illinois Association for Cultural Diversity that's involved several institutions, Eastern Illinois, Western Illinois, some schools up in Chicago, about community colleges, and so mostly for educators, but community members are welcome as well.
So what do you think someone who attends the Institute this year will come away with? Is there something in particular you hope a teacher can implement in their classroom?
I think there'll be plenty of opportunities to have some takeaways that you can translate into practice. Certainly we're going to be focusing on some of the conceptual material, but if you're going to be doing social justice work, it certainly has to move beyond the conceptual and into the street. I think Dr. Hackman's work over the last decade around social justice, where she takes a look at a matrix of oppression, interrogates what social justice is. Her work has been in consultation with and trying to promote how to be in the classroom, how to do activism, but also promote learning and democracy in the classroom. David Stovall and Shaka Rawls both will be presenting information that is easily transferable to the classroom if we become vulnerable in those conversations, because they're going to be offering some perspectives that some people may not have heard before. I think they're going to be offering some interrogation of how we go about educating. And a lot of that has to do with ourselves. It's not just changing a technique. It has to do with changing how we enter into a conversation so that we recognize other people's humanity.
All right. Anything you want to add to that?
You know, the only thing, in addition to having some really strong presentations that'll be available, there are also going to be some really quality people who have been involved in this project for a long time. J.Q. Adams is going to be back in town. He's going to be serving on a panel regarding social justice. And somebody who kind of is behind the scenes and doesn't get recognized very much that I'd really like to mention is Earl Bracey, who's going to be part of organizing a dinner for us on Tuesday evening. And certainly Jan Welsh and J.Q. Adams for bringing this project or this institute to us and seeing how successful it's become is in large part due to their efforts.
All right. Thanks a lot for your efforts and for your time today.
Thanks, Rich.